Earlier in the hour, we talked with the FDA commissioner about the development of a viable COVID vaccine. Before it can be mass-produced, a potential vaccine must first be tested. Scientists from East West Medical Research Institute here on Oahu recently announced the local stage for a series of COVID vaccine trials. Medical research giant Pfizer, along with BioNTech, is behind the trials. It's looking to enroll roughly 200 residents. Dr. David Fitzpatrick is the project's lead, and he spoke with the Conversation's Harrison Patino, underscoring the importance of holding vaccine trials in diverse communities like Hawaii.
So the stage we're at right now is called a stage 2B/3 study. So if I can explain the different phases that this vaccine's gone through. Phase one is the first in human testing, which in the case of this vaccine showed that it was very safe. And they actually tested four vaccines at various doses and finally decided on the particular vaccine that we're using in this study. This particular vaccine induced 2.6 times the level of antibodies that people who are recovering from an actual COVID-19 illness have in their blood. So it seems to produce a lot of what we call neutralizing antibodies. They're the antibodies which will actually help kill, neutralize, and then kill the vaccine. This particular vaccine is against this spike protein. So if your listeners can imagine the picture of the coronavirus that everybody sees on the news, the spike protein, which sticks out and gives the name corona or crown to the virus, is responsible for sticking to our cells and gaining entry into the cells. So that spike protein doesn't cause any damage other than to allow entry of the virus into our cells. So most people are producing vaccines against the spike protein. So the idea there is that if you have antibodies that bind to the spike proteins, the virus will not be able to get into the cell. This is what we call an RNA vaccine. So it's a small amount of code which tells our cells to produce spike proteins so our immune systems can develop immunity to them. There's no danger from the vaccine. It's not the virus. The little piece of RNA or computer code is rapidly destroyed after it's programmed our cells to produce the spike protein. So the stage that we're at now is that hundreds of people have received this vaccine, and generally reactions are very mild. There's two doses involved, 3 weeks apart. The usual side effects are very similar to the side effects that people get from flu shots. So that's a sore arm, maybe a little tiredness, maybe a low-grade temperature, maybe feeling achy. But there have been no severe reactions to this vaccine.
How did Hawaii come to be one of the testing sites for this global effort?
Well, we were asked to participate in this particular study because we have nationally recognized expertise in conducting studies, and we have done a number of vaccine studies in the past against various other conditions such as pneumonia, respiratory syncytial virus that is a common cause of pneumonia in children and the elderly, and some other vaccine studies. So we have the expertise, and Pfizer and BioNTech were looking for somebody in Hawaii. Why were they selecting Hawaii? Because it's very important to get a population of various ethnic backgrounds. We don't want just Caucasians, because drugs and vaccines can react differently in people of different ethnicities.
What's the level of coordination going on here with all the other testing sites? Like I said, there's over 120 of them.
It's over 120. I think there are now 140 sites throughout the world. The way this study is organized is that the study is being led by a group in England because they have a lot of expertise in developing vaccines from the very earliest stages. So they're responsible for coordinating with all the sites. Basically, the way this study works is that because it's mainly a phase three study, what that means is that we have to show that the people who get the vaccine get less COVID-19 disease than people who get a dummy vaccine. So the study is organized where 50% of people will get the vaccine and 50% will get a placebo injection, which in this case is just normal saline or medical salt water. I won't know which one they're getting. Study participants don't know which one they're getting. The biostatisticians have determined that we need to enroll 30,000 people to be able to show a statistically significant difference between people getting the vaccine and those who don't. So that's the gold standard for proving that any kind of treatment works. And so once 30,000 people have been enrolled worldwide, the study will stop. So we're going to be enrolling people, volunteers, as quickly as we can. And we estimate that we'll probably have between 250 and 500 people here in Hawaii in our part of the study.
Now, you said earlier that having a really diverse field of participants in this study is important. Go into a little bit about the demographics of who's eligible to participate in this.
What we're looking for is basically two groups of people. One, who are at increased risk of getting the coronavirus because of their lifestyle, work factors. So this could be people who are working with other large groups of people, first responders, people in healthcare, people who regularly use public transport, either as a passenger or a worker, people who go to gyms, going shopping regularly, more than three times a week, going to religious services. Those all place people at increased risk. Then we're also looking for people who are at increased risk of developing COVID-19 if they get infected. So this would be people 65 and older, people with medical conditions such as diabetes, chronic kidney disease, people who are obese, people with heart conditions, asthma, high blood pressure is a risk factor, smokers, and then people in certain ethnic groups. So in Hawaii, that's Pacific Islanders, and certain aspects of the Filipino population are at increased risk.
Now, Dr. Fitzpatrick, I certainly didn't have you on here today to discuss the ethics of testing here, but just to go into it slightly, is there any sort of ethical concern for the idea of distributing a placebo to people during the time of a global health pandemic, or is that just what it takes to get this kind of data to move that vaccination development further along?
There's no ethical concern whatsoever because there is no treatment. I mean, there is no other vaccine available, so the way this study must surely work is that if a vaccine were to become available, then either this study would most likely have to offer a vaccine to people if it's this particular vaccine that works, or let's say that another company develops a vaccine that works, then people are free to drop out of this study at any time and go and get a proven vaccine.
Has there been any concern either from community members or health officials about holding the trials here, or has this news been largely enthusiastic?
I think it's been very enthusiastic. We've already got close to 1,000 people who have contacted us through our website to sign up as being interested. Not all of those people might qualify, but there's been an incredible interest.
Now, speaking as a medical professional, what has been your take on some of the misinformation that's been widely circulating about vaccines, and in particular the potential for a COVID-19 vaccine in the near future?
Well, I think vaccines are generally incredibly safe. They're certainly one of the most effective ways of preventing disease. They're an incredibly effective public health measure. Vaccines are very safe. There's been very few instances where there have been problems from vaccines. This particular methodology of using RNA gets rid of the risk of catching an infection from a vaccine because it's not an inactivated coronavirus. It's just a small fragment of it which cannot cause disease. You know, personally, I think that the vaccines are very effective and that everybody should get immunized unless they have some kind of allergy to a component of a vaccine.
And how long can we expect these trials to be held here in Hawaii?
The trial is scheduled to last for 2 years, but we expect that we will have a result of whether the vaccine is effective by the end of this year, which will hopefully lead to production of an effective vaccine by very early next year. The reason that we're having the trial run for 2 years is we want to establish how long people are immune once they've received the vaccine.
So after this data is gathered, then what's the next step in the vaccine development?
Well, as we speak, Pfizer and other companies who are running similar studies are actually manufacturing hundreds of millions of doses of this vaccine. ready to get them out to the vulnerable population as soon as it's approved by the FDA.
Well, that goes into the final question here, and it's the question that's on everybody's mind. And not to oversimplify the rigorous scientific process that goes into developing a vaccine, but everybody is asking, how far away are we from a widely available vaccine?
This vaccine is on a par with all the other vaccine studies that are ongoing. I think all of them are hoping to have a result by the end of the year and have a vaccine available in the first quarter of next year. Of course, there's not going to be enough vaccine immediately for everybody to get it, so there'll be some prioritization of giving it to people at the highest risk first.
And Dr. Fitzpatrick, any final thoughts on the trial being held here?
Well, I think it's very important that it is held in Hawaii, that we have the opportunity for our population to contribute to fighting this pandemic, and also that we have our various ethnic groups participating so we can show that it's equally effective and equally safe in people from all ethnicities.
That was Dr. David Fitzpatrick of the East West Medical Research Institute talking to the Conversation's Harrison Spatino on a new COVID vaccine trial that's underway here in the islands.